glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
I invite each and every listener to hear the Lord Jesus Christ speak from Holy Scripture as we begin the message of the day. Our reading will be taken from the 6th chapter of the Gospel of John, and we'll begin with verse 25. That's the Gospel of John, chapter 6, beginning in verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you the truth, you are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. On him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they ask him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they ask him, "What miraculous sign then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our forefathers ate the manna in the desert. As it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "I tell you the truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "from now on give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. But as I told you, you have seen me, and still you do not believe. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me I will never drive away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my will, but to do the will of him who sent me. And this is his will, who sent me, that I shall lose none of all that he has given me, but raise them up at the last day. For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." John's account tells us that this scene and the teaching of Jesus came after Jesus had fed the 5,000 on the day before. The crowds had made their way across the lake, and they found Jesus with his disciples. Jesus uses the manna from heaven to identify himself as the bread from heaven. Following our song, we will reflect upon our Lord Jesus being the true manna from heaven that gives us eternal life.
Breath of heaven, hold me together, be forever near me. Breath of heaven, breath of heaven, lighten my darkness, pour over me your
Jesus tells the crowds who found him that they had searched for him because he fed them the bread and the fish from the boys' lunch the day before. It was a great miracle that Jesus performed when he multiplied the bread and the fish that fed the 5,000 people with 12 baskets full of leftovers. But Jesus says it wasn't because they witnessed his miraculous power and were amazed that Jesus could do such a thing. He said that they came because he filled them with food. Then he begins to teach them what is really important. He points them to eternal life. Nothing on this earth will last. Once we are full with what we have eaten, we will again be hungry. The food here on this earth will not keep, but Jesus wants them, and he wants us as well, to long for the food that lasts. In his figure of speech, he was meaning himself. Jesus says that he is the true bread from heaven. The Lord turns their thoughts to what God did through Moses in providing the manna for the Israelites as they lived in the wilderness. God fed them with that manna that would provide them with food. And they believed that. They remembered how that God had done that for their forefathers. But now God was providing the true manna from heaven. And so Jesus says, I am the bread of life. And he speaks of eternal life. Would they believe Jesus? Many did not believe in him that day. It tells us later in that text that many stopped following Jesus because of him making this claim. They recognized Jesus as a man born of Mary and Joseph. They were not willing to take his word that he had come from heaven. Often Jesus offers the true blessings from heaven to those who come to him. So many came for physical healing and blessings that he could give them. But ultimately, Jesus wanted to bestow the blessing that would last forever. Not just the healing of the body, but the healing of the soul. The woman that he met at Jacob's well was offered living water. These folks were being offered manna from heaven. When so many of the crowd turned and left that day, Jesus asked his chosen apostles if they would leave him also. But they said, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. We believe and know that you are the Holy One of God. The gospel that we preach in Jesus' name declares Jesus to be the Son of God, the one who has the words of eternal life. And we teach and we preach that God did send him from heaven through the virgin birth. He came with the new covenant teachings, and he gave his body and blood upon Calvary's cross. We preach this message so others will come to believe in him, as did the apostles on that day. Jesus also said, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Once we come to faith in Jesus and commit our lives to him through repentance and baptism, we are to remember Jesus as we commune with him. Jesus set the memorial feast before us and gave the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine as that which is to be taken in his memory. As long as we live in faith, remembering what Jesus did for us, then we have spiritual life through him. Let Jesus quench your spiritual hunger today, for he is the bread of life.
Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Fill me, you. stars. Look full in His wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of His glory and grace.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.